CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Dr. Henry Miller, who generously is helping me understand that what appears to be an enormous amount of material coming on COVID, and some of it quite threatening. I read a headline from Bloomberg within these hours. COVID's harmful effects on the brain reverberate years later. Subhead, study finds ongoing risk of psychotic disorders and dementia. Subhead, research highlights burden of pandemic-induced chronic disease. The reason I bring this up, Henry, is that I read from the from Washington, the Centers for Disease Control, this is the Washington Post, and Prevention, relaxed guidelines aimed at limiting the spread of the coronavirus last week, indicating that the Biden administration has had decided that the lower COVID-19 fatality rate in a heavily vaccinated population allowed it to adopt less rigid preventive measures. Okay, but still, what is this long COVID, Henry? What do we worry about it now, or is it just, it's like fate, you just wait?
Well, many of us in the epidemiology and infectious disease community are very worried about long COVID. Long COVID is the persistence of certain symptoms or the appearance of new symptoms after the acute infection, the acute episode has passed. And as that article that you alluded to indicated, it can persist for months or even years. Respiratory symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue are the most common, but we also see cardiac manifestations, erratic heart rates, stroke, and other things. And the neurological symptoms of long COVID, again, as you alluded to, are very worrisome. Psychosis, depression, dementia. The neurological symptoms in particular are not surprising because there was a study from the UK as much as perhaps a year ago of MRIs done on people who had had COVID compared to MRIs from those same patients pre-COVID, and they found a diminution of gray matter in the brain, a shrinkage in size overall of the brain. And so it's not at all surprising that there would be sequelae, downstream manifestations of COVID infection. That's one of the reasons that many of us have been critical of the lifting of restrictions and the sort of let it rip, COVID is not that bad attitude of some in the government and in the punditry community.
Is it too early to know about long COVID, Henry? Because I note in Science and Nature, they keep publishing articles. Are they just doing research now?
Well, in fairness, it's too early to know definitively how long COVID manifests itself for Omicron, even BA1, which again has only been around for about 8 or 9 months, and we certainly don't know exactly how Omicron BA5 is going to present with long COVID. So with that qualification, we don't really have a good handle up to date, but appropriate caution and good preventive medicine would say we still need to try to flatten the curve of infections to keep the incidence of long COVID down. Before BA5, we thought the incidence was something like 10 to 30% of COVID infections lead to long COVID. And if that's true and that continues, that would be catastrophic, not only for individual suffering and for the stress on medical care, but for our economic productivity with people unable to work up to their capacity.
Dr. Henry Miller of the Pacific Research Institute. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.